Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements for other healthcare practitioners, use toxic pharmaceutical drugs, and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we want to hear from you. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be talking to Dave Corbin at the bottom of the hour. Dave is a motivational speaker and author of multiple books. He speaks to entrepreneurs. I love the science of entrepreneurship. I have been an entrepreneur for most of my life, and I think it's the best way to live your life. You get being in control of your financial health, your financial well-being, not have to punch a clock. It's just an exciting, thrilling way to live your life. But it ain't for everybody. But if you're out there and you're an entrepreneur, you're going to want to hear what Dave Corbin has to say. His books are Illuminate, The Positive Power of Negative Thinking, as well as Preventing Brand Slaughter, How to Preserve, Protect, Support, and Grow Your Brand. And From Intermittent to Fulfillment, Psyched on Service, and Point Count. He's also a wonderful, entertaining, and funny speaker. We'll talk to Dave Corbin at the bottom of the hour about entrepreneurship, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. Speaking of entrepreneurship, if you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a home-based business, now's a great opportunity to join the Longevity team, specifically the Bright Side Ben team. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and click on the Join the Team link and start yourself a home-based business and help change the world at the most fundamental level there is with the power of nutrition, and change your financial health as well as your physical health and well-being, because if you're part of the longevity business, if you take advantage of the longevity business opportunity, if you become part of the Bright Side Ben team, you can get your products at the wholesale price. And that will change your physical well-being as well as your financial well-being by being part of the billion-dollar nutrition business. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, 866-735-2470, or go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link. All right, Dave Corbin will be with us at the bottom of the hour. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. I want to continue talking about the power of the enzymes, the missing link. I consider enzymes to be the missing link in good health. You don't hear a lot about enzymes. On this program, you hear a lot about enzymes. We hear a lot about enzymes, or we know a lot about enzymes anyway, in terms of pharmacology, because many drugs work by inhibiting enzymes. Many drugs, in fact, the most common mechanism of prescription drugs is as enzyme inhibitors. No surprise that one of the most common mechanisms of poisons and venoms is enzyme inhibition. Blocking enzyme chemistry is a fundamental mechanism of action of prescription drugs, and it's a fundamental mechanism of action of poison, and this is one of the reasons why you can just pretty much assume that your prescription drugs are poisons. They block things. They inhibit things. They suppress things. Drugs act mostly at the level, not all drugs, there are a few that don't, but most drugs work at the level of enzymes. They suppress enzyme activity. Vitamins, on the other hand, are coenzymes. They support enzyme activity. Nutrients, the mighty 90 essential nutrients, minerals, support enzyme activity. What's it going to be? You want to support your enzymes or you want to suppress your enzymes? We understand that enzymes are the biochemical carriers of the life force. That's what enzymes are. They're the biochemical carriers of the life force. Not the vitamins, not the minerals, not the proteins, not the fats. The proteins and the fats and the carbs will just sit there without enzymes. They will not do anything. They have to be interacted with. They have to interact with the life force as carried by the enzymes. The enzymes are the carriers of the life force. If you're on a medication, if you're on multiple medications, what are the long-term effects of chronically suppressing your life force? I can tell you there's no such thing as an illness. I've been doing the health business now since 1981, 40 years. And I can tell you, based on my 40 years of experience, if you count my days in pharmacy school, I can tell you there's no such thing as an illness. There's no such thing as a disease state that does not somehow, on some level, involve suppression of the life force. Drugs suppress the life force. Therefore, drugs equal illness. They're not anti-illness, they're pro-illness by definition. So we live in this crazy world where we use medications because we believe, not present company excluded, not people who understand how medicines work, but the average person believes that medicines are somehow going to get them healthy. If you understand that health is about the life force and disease is about suppression of the life force and drugs suppress the life force, you can see that drugs are going to have an ultimate anti-health effect. If you have a dis-ease, whether you're dramatically symptomatic or not, if you're out of ease somehow, just chronically lethargic, for example, you don't even have to have a full-blown symptom, you just feel yucky, you can rest assured that you're suppressing the life force. And understanding this idea of the life force, which has been called chi by ancient people, ki, kundalini, prana, mana, ruach in Hebrew, all of these are various forms for describing the life force that carries us, that carries our biochemistry. We are carried along. Our biochemistry is carried along on the life force. Drugs suppress the life force, period. That's why I couldn't be a pharmacist. I couldn't do regular pharmacy because I couldn't, in good conscience, dispense chemicals that were going to shut down people's lives, life force. Now, I know it sounds hyperbolic, perhaps, but that's literally what they do. When we talk about the mighty 90 essential nutrients, a lot of their relevance, particularly the vitamins and the minerals, are as molecules that activate or in some way support enzymes, support the life force. The mighty 90 essential nutrients in some fashion support the life force. Pharmacology suppresses the life force. That's all you got to know about the problems with drugs and how you compare drugs to nutrition. Nutrients support the life force. Drugs suppress the life force. And I defy anybody who understands anything about pharmacology to deny that or to somehow argue that. Nutrition, as the mighty 90 essential nutrients, can't be made by the body, and they have to come in from the diet. On the other hand, the enzymes, the carriers of the life force, we can make those. They're not necessarily must-haves. Nonetheless, as we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, and according to Dr. Edward Howell, we can boost our natural life force. We can boost our carriers of the life force, that is. We can boost our natural enzymes by ingesting them from foods and supplements. The foods, however, if you're going to ingest the foods, if you're going to ingest enzymes by eating foods, the foods have to have the life force in them. That is, the foods have to have enzymes, and these days that hardly ever occurs. The standard American diet is largely based on enzymeless foods, on foods that are depleted of enzymes, foods that are depleted of the life force. And this is what nutritionists mean when they talk about dead food or junk foods. These foods that don't have enzymes, that don't have the life force, they cost us life force. The foods we're eating not only do not provide us with life force, they cost us life force. Our body has to use its precious resources and that's not just enzymes, that's also vitamins and other minerals in order to process the food. The food we're eating costs us life. How ironic is that in this crazy mirror world that we're living in? All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we have all our lines open. We'll get your calls to the segment. We'll talk to Dave Corbin at the bottom of the hour. His book is Illuminate, Harnessing the Positive Power of Negative Thinking. Dave is a motivational speaker as well as an author. He's very entertaining. And
and informative. We'll talk to Dave at the bottom of the hour and get your calls to the segment if we have them, 844-236-6010. So we're talking about enzymes, the idea of enzymeless food. Most of the calories that we ingest do not carry enzymes. They do not carry the life force. Basically, they're dead food. In order to process those foods, we have to use our precious nutritional resources as well as our enzyme resources. This is a point that Dr. Edward Howell made back in the 1960s and 1970s. His book, Enzyme Nutrition, is very valuable and very interesting reading. And it came out, I think, in 1980 or 1981. There's lots of things that we do when we process foods, and most of them destroy the enzymes, especially heat. Heat is the great enemy of enzymes. This is the problem with overcooking your food. Some cooking is probably important, or some heat, I should say, is probably important. Prolonged heat over 118 degrees will kill 100% of enzymes, however. And most of us, when we're heating our foods, are doing that. 118 degrees is not all that hot. And if you're cooking your food, your veggies, for example, or your meat at normal temperatures, you're going to be missing the enzymes. And if most of our calories are coming from cooked foods, which is typical, it's likely we're going to be missing out on enzymes. We're going to be missing out on food enzymes, and we're going to be using up our metabolic enzymes. And because of the way conventional medicine, and because of our conventional wisdom's marginalization of enzymes, medicine and the world in general does not appreciate how powerful enzymes are, it's likely that your doctor, even your alternative practitioner, your chiropractor, your dietitian, or your nutritionist is not going to be aware of this concept of enzyme deficiency. The marginalizing of enzymes, as well as other non-essential nutrients, like, for example, things like N-acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid, by well-meaning healthcare professionals, has led us to believe that we can get our nutrition from power bars and from nutritional drinks and from powders that contain supposedly all the vitamins and minerals that we need, according to, of course, the RDAs, which I call the Ridiculous Deprivation Allowance. This idea that you don't need to have anything but the RDAs of vitamins and minerals, and all you need to have is just a little bit of iron, a little bit of B vitamins, a little bit of vitamin C. This is behind much of our collective nutritional deficiency. Cereals are example. Breakfast cereals are a classic example of this. Many breakfast cereals will have on their box contains all the necessary vitamins, all the RDA of all these vitamins. I remember Total when I was growing up. Total contained all the RDAs of all the vitamins. 100% of the RDAs. Bologna. You need more than the RDAs, and you need more than the smattering of nutrients that Total or Special K or your favorite health food cereal says it has on it. One of the most important points about enzymes is they only work within a narrow window of biological specifications, like heat, like pH, and like acidity. With temperature, first, as you get slightly more heat, enzyme activity increases. As body temperature goes up, enzyme activity increases along with that temperature, and that's why we have fevers. A fever is the body's way of raising the enzyme activity to fight a pathogen, to fight some kind of enemy that's gotten into the body. But ultimately, as heat rises, a point is going to be reached where the molecular structure of your enzymes is going to break down. This is why heating foods can be problematic. Overheating. And it's true, according to evolutionary biologists, that cooking was a great advance in terms of how human beings evolved, especially our brains. It's thought that when we cooked our meat, we liberated valuable amino acids from that protein, from that meat, that made those amino acids more accessible, easier to process by the body, and this is what allowed us to develop a big brain. Human beings are the only animals, obviously, that cook their meat, and it's thought that the human's big brain is associated with, and it's associated high energy content, high energy needs, high energy requirements is associated with cooking. And it's also true that cooking meat destroys pathogens, destroys bacteria. But it's also true that when we cook our meat, we destroy the enzymes. And nobody's suggesting that you want to eat your meat raw. And raw meat can also be less valuable from an amino acid bioavailability perspective. Of course, it's going to also be prone towards bacterial contamination. Nonetheless, raw meat is loaded with enzymes, and specifically enzymes that pre-digest the meat as it's in the digestive tract, as the meat is sitting in the digestive tract. Just like raw veggies. and raw fruits. Nature has prepared foods to be self-digesting. So when an animal is killed by a lion or a tiger, that meat begins to self-digest. The enzymes in the meat, in the animal that has now been killed, start to digest the meat. And when the animal eats the meat, the tiger or the lion or the bear, whatever it is, eats the meat has been partially pre-digested. That's true with fruits, and it's true about vegetables. In any case, enzymes are very fragile. That's the point I'm making here. And cooking anything over 130 degrees is going to destroy all of them. Anything over 118 degrees, and you're going to probably start to destroy all your enzymes. But certainly over 130 degrees, which is not all that hot, that's like a rare piece of meat, is going to destroy your enzymes. Then there's the whole pH issue. You all probably heard of this idea of alkalinize or die, the whole idea of pH. Dr. Robert Young, or Robert, I don't know if he's really a doctor, but Robert Young wrote a book called The pH Miracle. Got a couple books called The pH Miracle. It came out probably in the early 2000s, and all of a sudden everybody was talking about pH. The pH of food. I still hear people talking about the pH of food. We know that the blood has to be slightly alkaline. The blood has to be about pH, not about, it has to be exactly pH of 7.38. It's held very tightly at 7.38. Quick review on pH. The pH scale is a way of measuring acid or non-acid. Non-acid is called alkaline. So the pH scale measures acid on one end and alkaline on the other. It goes from 0 to 14. 0 is very, very acid. 14 is very, very non-acid or alkaline. Some people say basic. Alkaline, basic, non-acid, that's all at the high end, the high numbers. Acid is at the low numbers. 7 is neutral. Water is 7. So 0 to 7 is considered acid. 7 to 14 is considered neutral. I'm sorry, 0 to 7 is considered acid. 7 to 14 is considered alkaline. 7 is neutral. Hope that's not too confusing. And slightly alkaline, just to the right of 7, 7.38, is where you want the blood to be, where the blood has to be. If it's 7.37, you don't feel so good. If it's 7.2, you feel really lousy. In fact, if you're sick, you can rest assured that your blood is acidic, so people think, oh, well, I'll just make sure my blood's not acidic and I'll be healthy. No, it's not quite how it works. Yes, it's true that acid is associated with disease, but it's the disease that causes the acid. The body breaking down is what causes the blood to be acidic. Cells are acidic naturally inside of them, and when cells die and they explode, they leak out acid. They spew out acid. They don't leak it. They spew it. Acid is also associated with poor oxygenation. And that, my friends, is the key. If you've ever experienced the burn from lifting weights, you've experienced acid as a result of not enough oxygen. When you lift weights or when you run and you become oxygen, your energy needs over are higher than your oxygen delivery, you start to go into what's called acidosis, lactic acidosis specifically, and that's called the burn. If that happens chronically, you'll end up in the hospital. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 8442, I'm sorry, Dave Corbin will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Dave Corbin, his book is Illuminate, Harnessing the Power, the Positive Power of Negative Thinking. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, arrived in China on Wednesday, the first Biden administration official to visit the country to discuss global climate ambition. All this while FBI Director Chris Wray says China is America's number one threat.
We're opening a new investigation in China every 10 hours, and I can assure the committee that's not because our folks don't have anything to do with their time. We have now over 2,000 investigations that tie back to the Chinese government.
Kerry's trip is ahead of a virtual climate summit that President Biden plans to host for dozens of world leaders later this month. While protesters gathered in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center to protest the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, there was an easing of tension, according to law enforcement officials, hours after the former police officer was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. Kim Potter, who resigned as Brooklyn Center police officer this week, posted bail and is scheduled in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia for the Toyota Owners 400. Our partners at Motor Racing Network caught up with Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about his recent success at short tracks.
For me, it's just been what I mentioned a little while ago, and it's confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that, and you know, in the Cup Series, if, you know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. You know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And it's, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond like three or four races in a row where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just, it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other and really just, you know, believing what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive a certain way, I start driving a certain way. And by, you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. You know, it's just that that team chemistry that we've had over the years has been really good, and we've been able to fine-tune on these places.
America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then, obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
The Toyota Owners 400, 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. Peter's taking a little bit of a break, but meaning to email you, Peter, if you're listening. Thank you so much for doing BenFuchsArchives.com for so long. You can still get the search engine up at BenFuchsArchives, as well as BrightsideBen.com. We have all 11-plus years of Brightside episodes archived with search engines that you can search if you want to review a subject, or if you miss a program, or have a particular subject or particular topic you want to share with someone. The search engine is up at BrightsideBen.com and BenFuchsArchives.com. You can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and Critical Health News.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself, in my compounding pharmacy for healing, helping folks heal wounds and prevent post-surgical scarring and scarring from burns and traumas, as well as helping folks take care of eczema and acne and rosacea and various skin health issues. Skin health issues don't seem like they would be that severe or serious, but they can be pretty darn psychologically debilitating. And while we are really focused in our culture on the skin, a lot on the skin, the most important thing you do for your skin is to take care of your nutrition. I always tell people that when they call me up about a skin health issue or they want to know what products they have to buy. Always got to focus on nutrition first. The skin is the end result of what we, like everything in the body, the skin is the end result of what we put inside the body in terms of foods, in terms of nutrition, in terms of enzymes, as we've been talking about. And if you have a skin health problem, rest assured, you have a nutritional problem. And many times, if not most times, when you have a skin health issue, you have a digestive problem as well. So it's not just what you put in your body in terms of nutrition, it's what your body absorbs. Of course, the digestive system is where the nutrition and the supplements get turned into the body, and that's why you got to focus on healthy digestion. And that means digestive enzymes, that means probiotics, that means staying away from problem foods, etc. But between digestion, a good nutritional supplement program, as well as Truth treatment products used topically, nobody has to suffer with a skin health issue, be it eczema, psoriasis, acne, whatever. True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. And that's why when you use Truth treatments, you use such tiny, tiny doses. I call it pharmaceutical doses. It's like pharmaceutical dosing of topical skincare, because Truth treatments topical skincare is like medicine. And that's why we have 1,700 now, and every day we get more, 1,700 four- and five-star reviews. Check them out at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, our reviews, and check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We are now out of our microcurrent devices. For you guys who are interested in that, we have had a microcurrent device. We sold out of those, and we also have an LED mask, which we sold out. Those will be coming in hopefully in the next few weeks. We'll have more of those, but we do have 10 or 12 topical skincare products, all featuring vitamin C, fat-soluble vitamin C, retinol, and topical plant-derived electrolytes. TruthTreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. TruthReviewed with a D. TruthReviewed.com for our 1,700-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. Well, I was hoping to talk to Dave Corbin, but Dave has let us down a little bit, unfortunately. I was so excited because he is just this entertaining ball of energy. And he's very inspirational. I read his book, Illuminate, Harnessing the Positive Power of Negative Thinking. He's got a really interesting spin on negative thinking. And there is a positive side to negativity, just like there's a positive side to stress. You read all the time about the problems associated with stress. I was just reading today, I have this book, where is it here? About the grim, this is the subtitle of this book here. It's called The Secrets of Longevity, the book. The Grim Reaper exists, and his name is stress. Quote, as you might have noticed, some common threads emerge amongst the various aging theories. Continuing on here, that phenomena is stress. Stress gets a bad rap, but you can use stress. Stress can be leveraged. Psychological stress can be leveraged. The stress in our lives can be leveraged, and the stress in our bodies can be leveraged, because as it turns out, via the miracle of adaptation, the evolutionary miracle of adaptation, the body adapts to stress. It gets bigger and stronger and better and more resilient when we're under stress. When you stress your brain, you get more neural connections. When you stress your muscles, you get hypertrophy, you get bigger muscles. When you stress your adrenal glands, you get an adrenal system that is more functional. But that stress has to occur within a context of rest and nutrition. And so when we hear about the negative side of stress, what we're hearing about is the negative side of stress that's out of context. That's stress that's hanging by itself. Stress within a context of nutrition and within a context of rest, that is with nutrition and rest, I call it exa-rest, that is stress with rest, you get maximum growth. In fact, the biochemistry that's associated with stress, we talked about lactic acid before we went to break, how when muscles are deprived of the oxygen that they need to move, they will go into a secondary form of energy production called anaerobic respiration. Aerobic respiration is energy production with oxygen. Anaerobic respiration is energy production without oxygen. It's not as efficient, and you don't get as much energy out of it. But the signals that are sent from anaerobic respiration make the body stronger. That's why you feel the burn. That's why when you're working out, you want to work out to the point of exhaustion, or you want to work out to the point where you feel the burn. A lot of times people tell me, oh, I exercise, I walk around the block. We walk 2 miles in the park. That's not exercise. Not that it's bad, but that's not exercise. Taking a walk around the block or taking a 2 mile walk in the park is not exercise. It's good for you. I'm not saying it's not good for you. You'll improve your circulation. You'll improve your lymphatic system, the movement of toxins. All of that's great, but you're not exercising by definition. Exercising means stress. And most of us don't want that because the human body doesn't like to feel the burn. The human body doesn't like to go into oxygen deprivation. Nonetheless, that's where growth occurs. And that's not just true physiologically, it's true psychologically. The human body doesn't like to go into psychological stress. But if the human body, if the human brain goes into psychological stress, if our brains go into psychological stress within a context of rest and nutrition, and by the way, brain nutrition doesn't just mean vitamins and minerals, brain nutrition also means information. Information is brain nutrition. So if you go into psychological stress, but you have enough rest and you have enough brain nutrition, both supplementally, both chemically and information-wise, you will have more neural connections. You will develop better brain health. This is how you keep your brain young when you get old. This is how you prevent cognitive decline. You stress your brain within a context of rest and nutrition. That means nutrition through your mouth, and it means nutrition through your eyes and your senses. Information nutrition. This is why if you want to keep your brain healthy as you get older, read different books. Study a different language. Study history. Travel. Play a musical instrument. Challenge your brain. Stress your brain. Provide it with a context of information, nutrition, and rest. And you won't have to deal with cognitive decline issues as you get older. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take your calls if we have them, 844-236-6010, and be back on the bright side right after this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I don't know if I really want to. If you guys are interested in talking about this, I'd love to hear what you guys think about this vaccine passport thing that's about to be foisted upon us here. Naomi Wolf, who's the author of a book called The End of America, has a video up that somebody just sent me. Mandatory vaccine passport could lead to the end of human liberty in the West. Apparently, this vaccine passport could be used for other things, for modifying and controlling data. Microsoft is talking about merging this vaccine passport with various payment plans. It could be merged with your PayPal account, digital currency. There's some very interesting stuff that is on the way with this vaccine and vaccine passport. Why are people so freaked out about this virus? You have to be asked. And I don't know if people are, as much as we're being told we need to be freaking out about this to the point of having a vaccine passport. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about this. If you have any, have a take on vaccinations or vaccine, actually on vaccine passports. What do you guys think of this vaccine passport issue? 844-236-6010 is our number. I want to read a story and then we'll get your calls here in just a sec, so hang on. If you're on hold. Read yesterday about the gut microbiome. You know you have a gut microbiome. We talk about the microbiome a lot. The microbiome is the universe of fungus that lives in the back, in the intestine. Yes, we have fungus that lives in our intestine, as well as viruses that live normally in our intestine, along with the bacteria in the microbiome. Well, it turns out that new research in mice is pointing to a significant role for fungi in the intestine as far as our food choices go. It turns out that the microbiome influences our food choices, and not only that, but the microbiome, that is the fungus and the bacteria in the intestine, influence or affect how we metabolize our foods, especially processed foods. This is one of the reasons why people get nail fungus, is because of how the microbiome metabolizes processed foods. especially sugar. Dr. William Crook talked about this quite a few years ago, and we discussed it at length beginning of the year, we were talking about the microbiome and fungus and processed foods. Well, it turns out that the microbiome specifically digests and metabolizes processed foods in a way that will help or that encourages the production of various excretory fungi, particularly in the nails that are excreted in the nails. This is where nail fungus comes from. How do you deal with a nail fungus or the microbiome if it's out of whack? Get yourself on a good probiotic supplement like the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. Make sure you're using apple cider vinegar with your meals. And most importantly, limit or hopefully completely eliminate your ingestion of processed foods, particularly processed carbohydrates. All right, I'll read one more story and then we'll get to your calls here. Link identified between dietary selenium and outcome of COVID-19 disease. An international team of researchers has identified a link between the COVID-19 cure rate and selenium status. This is an article that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Researchers found that there is a link between selenium levels in the body and cure and death rates of those with COVID-19. This occurred in China. Researchers found that the COVID-19 cure rate was significantly associated with selenium status as measured by the amount of selenium in hair. Selenium is one of the all-time great underappreciated immune-boosting nutrients. Selenium by itself is antiviral for folks who are dealing with a herpes infection, to get cold sores, as well as for people who are having issues with or want to protect against COVID or any kind of viral infection. Selenium is an activator of the glutathione molecule, the famous glutathione molecule, which is the body's primary antioxidant. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-236-6010. Say good morning to Dorium. What's up, Dorium? How you doing, buddy?
Hi, good morning. I was just calling regarding a friend with a stomach tumor. And he went to check it out to see if it's cancerous. I have something else to ask, actually.
What do they find out? He's still waiting to find out.
He went today. He's waiting to find out.
All right. So what do you want my help with anything?
Yes, I wanted to ask regarding the fecal transplant.
Yes.
How often one can do that, and what are the long-term repercussions as a result?
Are you talking in general, or are you talking for your friend?
Generally.
You know, I don't know about fecal transplant. For the listeners, bacteriotherapy is called, is when you transfer stool from a healthy donor into the GI tract, rectally into a recipient. Usually it's used to treat bacterial infections. I don't know that I would do it a lot. I don't know really, to tell you the truth, I don't know much about it. I've never talked to anybody who's done any fecal transplantation. Do you know anybody who's done it?
Well, I heard that guy that was talking about the leptins one time, talking about that.
I don't know much about fecal transplantation. Does he talk about that?
I believe I overheard him talking about that one time. I believe
he talks about it for the microbiome, though, right?
Yeah.
So that's how I know of it. It's a way of readjusting the microbiome for folks who have been on antibiotics for a long period of time and are having digestive problems for chronic antibiotic therapy. I don't think you do fecal transplants routinely. I think you do it just once, from what I understand. I could be wrong on that because I don't know a lot about it. It's usually used for treating Clostridium infections for people who have long-standing problems. But I don't know anything about the frequency of it. But I've heard good things about it. And it does make sense, as gross as it is. It does kind of have like an ick factor going on. But that's all about the microbiome. The microbiome is so underappreciated, although, you know, present company excluded, because you guys are listening to this program, so you probably know about it. But the average person still doesn't understand how fundamental the microbiome is and how critical the link is between a good microbiome and a healthy body and a poor microbiome and overall disease. We always talk about the importance of digestive health and intestinal health. Well, intestinal health and digestive health is largely dependent on the microbiome, and given that we drink antibiotic-laden water, and we eat antibiotic-laden food, and we take antibiotics intentionally, it's pretty difficult to have a healthy microbiome in our culture today. It's just, it's not going to really happen. And by the way, the microbiome doesn't just live, the bacteria that constitute the microbiome don't just live in the intestine. They live in the lungs. They live in the tear ducts. They live in the respiratory tract, and most especially, these days, they live on top of the skin, on top of the body and the skin. In fact, there are actually microbiome-containing skin, or I should say, probiotic-containing skincare products that you can buy today. Actually, products that contain probiotics in them that you apply to your skin. I don't know how well they work. In fact, I suspect it's more about marketing than anything else. Nonetheless, it's gotten to the point where so many people now know about the microbiome that it's entered into the common vernacular in the zeitgeist so effectively and so pervasively that now these things are in topical skincare. Although most people still do not recognize the importance of the microbiome when it comes to how healthy or not healthy we are. So I can't answer your question about fecal transplants. I have heard good, as disgusting as it sounds, I have heard some really good things about it. In fact, I do have a guest that I'm trying to get on who has written a book on fecal transplantation, and she's very big on it.
Okay.
Does that help you, Dorian? Why don't you go get one and let us know? Let us know how it works for you.
I'm a little skeptical and scared.
Are you? No, you don't have to be scared about it. It does sound a little gross, but the idea, the concept of it is you're putting healthy bacteria into your intestine rectally, and you're boosting your own gut flora, strengthening your gut against infections, and particularly if you're dealing with this Clostridium infections, it's got some good research behind it. So if you do end up doing a fecal transplant, Dorian, please let us know how it works.
Where do the healthy donors come from, though?
That's a very good question, Dorian. How do you get healthy donors? Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'll have to look that up. I actually never thought about it. How do you accumulate the feces? I don't know how they do that. That's a good question. Thanks for bringing that up.
Thank you.
Now I have something to think about today. Thank you, Dorian. All right, let me see if we get one more call in here. Somebody's calling me right now. What's up? Unidentified caller. How you doing?
We have him?
Who is this?
Kevin.
Where you been, Kevin? Kevin Peterson. The connection is really terrible, and we have to go anyway. Hey, Kevin. Call me later today if you want to Skype. I don't know if you can hear me. We have a bad connection, Kevin, and we're out of time. Send me a Skype sometime. All right. That's it for now. And thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products. And Truth Skin Health products can be had at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.